talk about some things that you guys have been working on going in.
I think the biggest thing that we do differently is just a specific game plan that we try to put together for each arm that we're facing. So, you know, what makes it difficult down the stretch in the postseason play, it's tough to get a bunch of information at times on guys. We try to put as much video and scouting reports together as we can, and, you know, we stick with a game plan. You know, we try not to worry too much about what other pitchers have coming in as much as how our strengths play to what they have. So we don't ever want to change what we do best, but we'll try to kind of maneuver that around how they're going to set us up and do some things there. So our guys really stick to a plan. They buy into what's going on, and it's been successful so far.
A lot of what Coach always talks about with you in the offense, it kind of sounds like almost an offensive coordinator in football. Is that like kind of a fair comparison a little bit, the job that you have to do in terms of game plan? Because you don't really hear too much about game plan in baseball, or at least I don't think I did, unless that's kind of a new thing. But is that kind of a comparison?
Yeah, that's a good point there. You know, and I think that's why offense is, you know, we're always trying to evolve. You know, we want to – in baseball, you've heard a lot of the same things growing up with the swing and mechanics and stuff like that. And with our guys, we don't much get into the mechanical aspect as we do the approach and a game plan to attack the defense. So, you know, I guess you can relate it to an offensive coordinator. You know, we have a game plan coming in, and if we stick to that plan, you know, a good percentage of the time we're going to have success. So, like I said, it's been working great for us, and hopefully we can continue it down the stretch.
Why do you think it's been working on the last week or two? You know, with like 60 runs against Rice and 50 something in the conference tournament in 5 games or so.
Sure. You know, I think when you bring in 22 new players, it takes some time for them to get used to what you're doing, to trust you, you know, to really buy into to what's going on. And then once they see the success that the preparation brings, you know, then they start buying into that and believing in themselves and believing in what our staff has to give them. So, you know, confidence carries conviction. So when you're confident about something and you're convicted about the plan, you're going to have a chance to be successful in anything you do.
What are your feelings on getting to go back to Stark Vegas? It's been, a couple years since you were there?
Yeah, a couple years since I've been to Starkville. It's always – Starkville was a great experience for me. You know, learning from some guys, you know, that staff is a great group of men. So I was blessed to have the opportunity to be in Starkville for the 2 years that I was. So it's going to be it'll be fun to go back. I think for the most part, I want our players to be able to experience that atmosphere, especially in the postseason. There's no other college baseball venue in the country, I believe, that has the atmosphere and emotion that a playoff atmosphere at Duty Noble Field can bring. You know, you're playing in front of 15 to 17,000 people, you know, with the lounge and the smoke, and you know, it's a special place to be for. And I want our players to be able to experience that. You know, so I think that's what's special to me is just bringing this club into that atmosphere and seeing how they can react to postseason play. Man, it's awesome.
What have you shared with them, if any, just about kind of what you were saying with the atmosphere and the environment and what to expect?
I guess the biggest thing I've probably talked to our guys about with going into Starkville and playing at Duty Noble, especially this time of year, is probably just the awe factor, you know, the wow factor of kind of getting, sidetracked by what the atmosphere has. You got a giant video board, you got, you know, 15,000 that are going nuts, you got the lounge and all the fans out there trying to feed the opposing team during the games, they're heckling them, you know, so I guess the biggest thing is just not getting caught up in the atmosphere when it's time to take care of business. You know, we talk a lot about the preparation, and our guys, sometimes when you get in big games, the saying is big players step up in big games. That's not what we tell our guys. We want our guys to just revert back to preparation and do what they've always done. When you go to war, you don't want soldiers to try to do something different than what they've been trained to do. People get killed, right? So if our offense tries to do something, if our team tries to do something that they're not prepared and been trained to do, they're going to suffer from that. So I think that's the biggest thing, just telling our guys to relax, enjoy the atmosphere, but don't get caught up in all the hype.
The last couple of weeks we've heard the term scrappy used a lot with this team. Why do you think that applies to this group of guys?
I think the biggest thing is because if you look at, you know, the SEC teams and they got a bunch of five-tool guys that are top-round draft picks. You know, you look at Rice, they got a supposedly the top 15th rounder that we had a chance to face. I don't think this club gets the stigma of the five-tool player. But yet we put up big time numbers and we win big time games. So, you know, I think that's where the scrappy mentality comes from, is we don't have the flashy dude that's gonna get all the hype from the media and stuff. We just got a bunch of team players that buy into a plan and we're successful because of that.
Solid coach.